Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bill Saints, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here at 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Let's do it.
You can do it with the diehardest of Bills fans. Tommy Parties. He'll be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink, and short, angry men. And that's just on the west side in general.
Yes.
Yeah. Tommy Boulay at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Your WCMF home field advantage Sunday, 1 o'clock live here on CMF. A little bit different today.
Yeah, what's going on?
So you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Danger is on the road.
Yeah.
So he will not be joining us today to recap Tommy's picks as he does on Football Friday. But we have the other half, who's more like 80% size.
Yeah.
Right now is your opportunity to log on WCMF.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube and Twitch, the break room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Kimmy will be going head-to-head for the first time with Tommy, making picks in the history of the show. Mm-hmm. This is making me nervous.
Yeah.
But joining us from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, please welcome Ryan Duffy. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning now. Good morning now. How's everybody doing late?
There's a lot happening here.
Yeah, there is.
I'm getting a vibe like listeners are confused right now.
All right, so Tommy, as a man who has made several trips to New Orleans and Louisiana, could you please describe to the listeners what Ryan is?
I think of that popular show that's out right now.
What's that called?
Peking Duck Dynasty.
Oh, see, I thought you were going in like the Tiger King direction.
Could do that.
Because he looks like he owns some exotic animals.
He is every man that lives outside of an urban area in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And let me say this. You and I have traveled through Louisiana. Mm-hmm. This might be his most appropriate outfit.
Oh, yeah, you're nailing it.
You nailed that.
You are Marty Gravy.
Yeah. You have a Joe Dirt wig.
Mm.
He's got, what do you call them, sunglasses?
I don't know what to call those.
Trash.
a cut-off flannel t-shirt. A Dolly Parton, or cut-off flannel shirt, Dolly Parton t-shirt.
I came from a job interview now.
Okay.
And the tattoo's real, by the way.
Yeah, that is an actual, that is
costume purposes.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Ryan got his first ever tattoo at 37 years old because midlife crisis be damned, he's going to do what he wants.
Nice.
No time like the present now.
All right. Kimmy.
Yeah.
As you are the danger for the day, the Bills are 3-0. The Saints are absolutely dreadful in most every statistical category.
Yeah, yeah. Like we said, no star power.
Right, look, Bills fans, if we are one thing, we are always cautious. There are a lot of people saying the word trap game.
Kind of said that last week, though, too.
Does the word trap enter your mind at all for this Sunday?
I just think that the Saints are too bad to let for the Bills to let that happen.
Well, that would be the definition of a trap game.
Yeah, but I think when we go back, because like again, people said that about the Dolphins too. But
okay.
I always think that there's always a possibility when you're playing a team like the Dolphins, a team where these coaches go head to head all the time, where maybe at some point that coach or that quarterback is going to know something about the team that they're facing, just because they're so familiar with them. I don't think that's going to happen here.
Okay. We turn to...
Fat Tuesday?
Well, also Fat Wednesday through Monday. Ryan, you are someone who always worries about Trap Game. Has Trap Game entered your mind at all?
Oh, it's always on my mind. It's always on my mind. But I'm accustomed to traps. Trapping them crawl.
I don't know if you're doing Cajun or the Colonel from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, kind of same guy.
All the same?
I don't know. I think people in the South would say there's different.
Oh, there's absolutely different.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no, there's not a lot of crossover there.
Okay. Tommy, you made your picks this morning?
Yeah.
You're trying to bounce back from a 1-4 week last week. Let's get our first pick from Tommy on CMF. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
What do you think, Ben?
All right.
The most explosive offense in the league. Highest scoring offense in the league.
No, okay, there's a difference.
Are they?
No, they're the second highest.
Yeah. By a point.
Second highest.
By a point.
Look at you.
And you told me that one Indy game was a joke.
No, I don't think Indy is as good as everyone thinks, but
that's
correcting
what I just said.
Your information.
I'm getting my information. They're going to air that arm out, bro.
Air Allen?
Thank you. Air Allen.
Nailed.
Air Allen.
Okay.
Air Coryell Allen.
We saw against...
He's going to be feasting on some southern cake, baby.
The smart money might be on the under here.
You got to work on that passing game, man. You got big games coming up against big teams. You can't just be resting on... It can't be the Cookie Monster every other play, man.
We're not doing that.
The Cookie Monster has already been fed. Now we got to feed the arm, baby.
No.
We got to eat us some southern cake, baby.
So to be clear, you are over 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a clinic.
All right, Kimmy, going back to something Tommy said there.
Yeah.
He called the Bills the most explosive offense in the NFL and said they were the highest scoring. Mm-hmm. He's right. They score a lot of points.
Yeah.
I would argue they are not as explosive as we are accustomed to.
In terms of those big plays,
yes.
You're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we haven't really seen that yet this season. Josh hasn't really had to air it out much. And I don't know if that's a Josh thing. I don't know if that's God, why am I
Joe Brady.
Thank you. I wanted to call him Brady Quinn. So, I mean, we haven't seen it yet, and I don't think that we're going to see it on Sunday because I don't think they're going to have to do that.
So you are
I think it's going to be close to that number. I think it's going to be close to 300, but I think that if they can get the run game going early, if James Cook has himself a day, or even any of the other running backs they have in the lineup, they're not going to have to toss it. And we even talked about will Josh Allen have to finish the game if they're up in this
little
situation like Tommy was talking about. I am going to take the under here, I think, Pat.
She's going danger, man.
Bro, she knows
safe
her.
Bet.
She knows
I think
way more than you.
A lot of the ground game on Sunday.
All right, we turn to, as Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to insult Ryan today.
Mm.
Jambalaya over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
I mean, you know that this Buffalo Bills team is explosive in the run game, right? I'm thinking, just like my girl Kimmy over here, she's saying that Josh Allen is not going to play this whole game.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we want Jimbo Cook to be holding all those yards on the ground? 350 touches in the season. I'm going to say no, but I think they're going to spread it out to Ty Johnson, Ravis Davis. I think that Josh is only going to play three quarters, but he's going to be under the 300. I'm taking the under.
Man, you disappoint me, King Cake.
He does look like that giant baby. He looks like the giant.
And full of treats on the inside when you cut him open.
Oh, my God. All right, so both Cajun Ryan and Kimmy. They're going against you.
All right. I stand firm.
Let's get to Tommy's second pick from Tommy Tuzzle like it is this morning here on CMF. Over under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara.
This running child ain't getting no groove.
Running child.
Ain't getting no damn groove, bro. He ain't going nowhere. I feel bad for the kid.
He's one of the oldest running backs in the league.
Probably wants to retire. He's probably got a nice house someplace in Orlando wants to get to.
Why Orlando?
A lot of those guys end up in Orlando. He probably lives near Daryl Talley. No, he's not. It's not going to happen for the kid.
Okay. So to be clear, you are under 100 yards rushing for Saints running back Alvin Kamara. Okay. All right. We turn to, according to you know, on Instagram,
yeah,
French Toast Quarter. Ryan, Alvin Kamara has yet to rush for 100 yards. He got to 99 in week two. The Bills have the worst statistical rushing defense in the NFL. They have allowed the most yards per carry. They are averaging, allowing over 6 yards a carry. The Bills have also allowed the most rushes of 20 yards or more in the NFL, over under 100 yards rushing for Alvin Kamara.
Now, I don't think that the Saints offense is going to cause a problem for the Bills.
Yeah.
However, I do think, as far as garbage time is concerned, Alvin Kamara is going to get over 100 yards.
Wait, why would you run in garbage time?
Because Spencer Rattlesnake ain't going to be throwing the ball because he's afraid of the defense of the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, you're not just going to...
You let me down, Big Cheesy.
Why is he? He's morphed into Ross Perot as the accent has moved forward. Can I finish?
I'm taking the under.
All right, you're taking the under on Alvin Kamara.
Very disappointed.
Kimmy? Alvin Kamara, he and Derrick Henry are the two like over 30-year-old legitimate running backs in this league. He can go off.
He can. I mean, he is their only weapon, right? I mean, like, that is the guy that I would think is their go-to guy when you have a young quarterback who, I guess, you know, hasn't done much to this point. That being said, the Bills are a little banged up on defense. We don't really know.
It is true.
We don't know if Ed Oliver is going to be back. It's not trending in that
Ed
direction.
Ed Oliver to be this patron saint.
I mean, he had
nothing.
A huge first game. He was a giant part of that defense.
He's the reason they won the game.
You don't need him in this game.
You may. You're the worst rushing defense in the NFL. That guy is arguably a top five defensive tackle. By the way, he and Matt Milano have yet to practice this week. That's what I said. Yes.
That being said, this is probably number one guy that the Bills are going to focus on. Probably the number one guy. they're going to force Spencer Rattler to throw. And I think that you talk about garbage time. I mean, I think that that's all they're going to be doing is the Saints really have nothing to lose in this game. So why not see what that kid's got in the end if you're down?
Spencer Rattler?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to go under. I don't think he's getting 100.
Ooh. Ah. Okay.
There you go, Danger.
That's Kimmy.
Little Danger.
That's Kimmy over there.
Little Danger.
No, I am legitimately concerned you think Danger is sitting there talking right now.
I had to think about it.
Recap of Tommy's picks, but Tommy tells it like it is this morning. Danger on the road. Kimmy for the first time picking head-to-head against Tommy. We got Cajun Ryan hanging out with us here. Let's get to our third pick from this morning on CMF. Over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills D on Sunday.
Oh, I'm taking the 3.
Why?
I think that Bosa's going to light it up.
Why?
I like the name. I like his style.
Okay.
Bosa's it.
He
baby.
Got going a little
he's
bit
a star.
Last week. Yeah.
Bosa's a star,
Look,
man. He's a legit star.
He's
a name because of his abilities.
Yeah, no, he's a name.
You think he can't do this against some weak-ass team? They have nothing.
He got one sack against the Jets, who are the weakest team they've played so far. And don't get me wrong, he's playing well.
He's warming up, man.
He's just not getting to the quarterback the way we thought. For example, Kimmy, every year when we play the Dolphins, that's like defensive end feasting. Greg Rousseau gets like 2.5 sacks every year against Miami. They didn't get to 2 once.
Mm. Yeah.
So you are over 2.5 sacks for the Bills defense.
I think Bosa is going to have a hell of a day.
Okay.
And that's not a pick. I just say I'm taking the over.
Okay. Well, you took the over.
Don't like screw me.
Oh, no.
That's not a bonus pick. That's just an opinion.
You could just stop running your mouth.
Noted.
That would help.
Good luck with that.
Okay. I love how he just goes, old man. And I'm not. Hey.
Why not? Because I know how y'all do.
Cut it out.
You like pick words out of context.
Things you say out loud into a microphone that we record.
Yes.
All right, Kimmy. The Saints have allowed exactly 6 sacks in 3 games.
Okay.
The Bills have gotten exactly 6 sacks in 3 games. So if we're going based on averages, there should be exactly 2 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday. But the Saints competition has not been great. Although the Bills haven't played great offensive lines, over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills defense on Sunday.
I think without Ed Oliver, it's going to be hard for the Bills to have a 3
it's
sack
a
game.
It's a valid take, man.
I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on the Saints offensive line, but I don't see them getting to a young quarterback 3 times.
He's a bum.
I'm going to take the under.
Ooh. All right.
They're going to make things hard for him, but I don't know if they're going to actually push them back like that.
All right. So Kimmy's on the under. Yeah. We all turn our eyes to, according to Caleb, Tiger Burger King. It's a Whopper. Ryan, there are lots of Bills defensive players that have not shown up, like we said. Greg Rousseau only has half a sack. Bosa only has one. Epinesa has yet to get a sack this season. Are they due? Or is Ed Oliver not being there the reason they're not getting through? Over under, 2.5 sacks for the Bills D on Sunday.
We saw how quick the defensive ends for the Buffalo Bills got to the likes of Lamar Jackson and to Tua Tagovailoa and to Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor.
Wait, how quick?
They got there.
They had one sack against Lamar. They had one sack against Fields. They had no sacks against Tua.
They had been there.
Wait, that doesn't make sense because they got six sacks. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
They were there. However, those quarterbacks were shifty, and they were able to get out of the pressure. I don't think Spencer Rattler is that kind of player.
You don't think he's shifty?
I don't think that he's shifty. Spencer Rattler's 0-9 to start his NFL career.
He's never won a game.
Never won one game.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking the over on this one.
Over? 2.5 sacks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's due. Chomp it up. It's due.
Can I give you some advice?
No.
If you're going to wear a sleeveless button-up shirt, I wouldn't jerk your arms around in that motion ever.
Why? It's a nice breeze in here. I was getting very stuffy.
You shouldn't be doing the gator chomp. That's not your style, Louisiana.
Yeah, you're LSU.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Go. I don't know what they do.
Arr.
Okay, could you look? Look.
Wrong SEC school.
We need better research on your characters that you're going to do here.
I'm sorry. How often do we play NFC South teams?
Did you just break character?
Yeah, I did. Because you're going to criticize me? I'm a thespian. I take this stuff seriously.
I thought you were a Catholic.
No, in that wig, he looks like a thespian. Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy.
Come on now.
Bro, you're going to break the lens of the camera with your arms if you keep doing that. Fourth pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 17 points or more?
I mean, that's a ton of points.
No, it is literally a ton of points.
That is like that's like college lopsided Alabama playing, you know, Austin Peay.
A third of the league won't score 17 points.
Right.
This week, period.
Right.
End of sentence.
So come on with these points. Too much, right? So you're asking me, do I think the Bills?
You know what I'm asking.
Yes.
Didn't they get some? Mad?
Shut up.
I think you've had too much Diet Coke today.
Yeah, well,
so he asked
Diet to punch you in the face.
Diet kind of punch you in the face.
That's right. A little less. No sugar. Right in your kisser. Go ahead. Where you go?
So you're asking me if the Bills win.
That's what I'm asking.
Of course.
Okay,
so,
Bills win. Okay. Bills win again.
And do I ask, is this crazy point spread?
Yeah, because if they cover, it would be...
Well, that would be a bona fide cage-on blowout, baby. I guarantee... On yawns on the side.
You think the Bills are going to win by 17 or more at home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We turn to, according to Jack, Chuck Roast Norris. It's got a Chuck Norris vibe going on.
Yeah, a little bit.
The wig. It looks like if Chuck Norris didn't move for 17 years. Ryan?
Which happens to be the spread.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The Bills are undefeated at home. In their last nine games, where the point spread is 10 points or more, they are 9-0. But after that game against Miami last week, when the point spread is 10 points or more, the Bills are 4-5 against the spread. They are underwater there. Ryan, two touchdowns and a field goal spotted to the Saints. Do the Bills win?
Come on. If so,
do they do it by 17 or more?
Come on.
17's a lot of points.
I like where this is going.
It's a lot of points. It's almost a double blowout. Right?
I didn't know double, we had double blowouts.
Double blows.
The line is a double blowout. So, fittingly, I think it's more like a boil.
A boil?
A boil.
A boil.
Oh, like a shrimp boil.
A shrimp boil.
Okay. All right. It's a boil.
I'm taking the over on this one.
Damn, you that two fat ass.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That was really good. A two fat ass. Ryan. It's 17 points. Like we said, there's going to be a third of the league that doesn't score 17 points. The Bills, they don't keep their foot on the gas, especially against a team you only see once every four
years.
The
Buffalo Bills are better than a third of the league. I'm taking the over.
Okay.
It's a blowout. Blowout.
Blowout. We got a new...
A blowout?
Yeah.
Blowout.
Blowout.
Term.
Blowout.
All right. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns and a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Spotted to the Saints. Yep. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by more than 17 points?
Listen, we know Sean McDermott likes to take his foot off the gas a little bit, play and gets into like game management mode at the end. That being said, I did say earlier that I didn't think Josh Allen would finish the game. I thought Mitch Trubisky would finish the game. And I don't think that that will happen unless the Bills are up a significant amount. So I am going to say, yes, the Bills win. And they do it by at least 17 points.
Damn, look at this. Look at this.
Losing record against the spread in the last nine, double did. Okay, all right.
I'm going to go with it.
All right.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We're doing this.
Looking good.
Okay.
A boil out.
Thank you.
Boil out.
Boil out.
We already know where to find you every day, so we're done with Kim. Yeah. I don't need to talk to you anymore. Ryan, brand new episode of the Let's Go Duffalo podcast is out. If you want to hear Ryan argue that dying in a football stadium is the best place you could die, you can catch that this week. Oh, you did you not? So he comes out, he's a quick sidebar, right? You know, I've been doing this a while, right? It's new to the whole entertainment game. So every once in a while, I'll ask Ryan, I'll be like, hey, man, what do you want to talk about? So he sends me that story we talked about earlier this week, that amazing story, Bills Mafia nurse saves the life of a man who was having a heart attack watching the game with his daughter. And Ryan goes, you know, if Bills fans had to pick a place to die, most of them want to die inside the stadium.
Make a final wish.
Yeah. And then we get inside to the break. We start doing the break, and Ryan becomes – he realizes what he said, and it's a super uncomfortable 20 minutes of radio.
This is a misrepresentation of my opinion, and the only way you're going to be able to find that out is if you listen to the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And you can find us on social media at let's.go.duffalo, and it's spelled – ending with E-A-U-X.
No, that's actually not true, Doug, because people will go do
Duffalo.
That. All right. Ryan, always a pleasure, buddy.
Go,
wouldn't
Bills.
Wouldn't be go, G-E-A-U-X.
Yeah, he's an idiot today. He did not do. He spent all his time searching for the wig and no research on the character.
Let's go, Duffalo. On the Odyssey app, wherever you talk.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This guy was definitely an icon of his generation.
Really?
And I think this proves that maybe we have underestimated what he has meant to people that are between 55 and 30.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break of Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, if everybody knows Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Household name.
Yeah.
And it's pretty remarkable considering, like, there have been hundreds of famous Kimmy skateboarders with the X Games over the last 20 years.
He's stayed, like, the big name in skate. Yeah.
Outside of the guys that were in Jackass, I don't know how many just normal people can name another one.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk might be the greatest human being that ever existed.
What happened?
Well, he's been, like, everybody's All-American, super nice guy. He's got a great sense of humor. In fact, he runs a Twitter account where he only details interactions where people go, you look like Tony Hawk, and he writes them down. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk recently had an auction of his memorabilia.
Oh.
All right. In 1999, Tony Hawk put the X Games on the map when he landed the first ever 900. Do you know what a 900 is?
The points?
Spin.
Oh.
So he spun on a skateboard in the
air. Wait, 900 times?
No, 900 degrees. 900 degrees. 360, 360, 180. So two and a half spins off of, up a half pipe.
Yeah.
Da-da-da, and then landed it.
And he did that in his 60s?
So 1999 would have been
62.
He had a long skateboarding career. Like, I'm pretty sure he was doing it well into his 40s.
He started in the 70s too, so it kept going and going. The skateboard that he used to land that 900 on the X Games, went up for auction. Do you want to guess what the skateboard went for?
I don't know anything about this kind of grandma. I'm going to say five grand. Yeah.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I mean,
it's
is that a whole
not
number?
A lot of skateboard memorabilia out there. So I wonder if it's worth a lot more. I'm going to say 500,000.
You could buy a Ferrari.
You could. Or you could not buy the skateboard because the skateboard from Tony Hawk's 900 sold for $1.15 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be so unique.
That.
To your point.
No,
like
it is the only one.
Yeah,
like, but it's not a home run ball. It's not a sport
But there are so many
follows.
Home run balls. There are so many iconic baseball games. I mean, like, yes, those
iconic.
Things are still unique. But, like, when it comes to this sport in particular, I don't know how often you can get your hands on anything skateboard related.
Let me put it this way. I am not an X Games fan.
Yeah.
I remember where I was when this happened.
I think we all do that. And when Magic Johnson made his big announcement.
Is Magi Johnson, was he the Indian version of Magic Johnson?
Yes, yes.
The gift of the Magi Johnson?
I only follow Eastern
you idiot.
Indian basketball.
No, I'm telling you, man. But, like, when we were kids growing up, this was like
a he's lame now, bro. He's selling CoQ10 pills
lame.
For your heart.
I don't consider Tony Hawk lame, though.
He's selling legitimate
cool,
heart
though.
Pills.
No, okay, but here's the thing. Broadway Joe is trying to sell you a reverse mortgage. Does that make
he lame, too,
But
man.
It doesn't make what he accomplished any less.
True.
Yeah.
I think you can draw a straight parallel from Joe Namath to Tony Hawk.
Don't tell Joe that.
No, but I mean, Joe was the young, cool guy in an upstart league. Tony Hawk was the cool guy in an upstart sport league, the X Games.
Yeah, but it's not a very popular sport. I mean, the only time anybody even falls into it is the Olympics.
No, I hear what you're saying, man. It's not like there are skate parks that have been built in every city in America.
I know slack as Gen Zers want to go out there.
No, this ain't Gen Zers, man.
Do the goddamn concrete curl.
Go home. Just you're done. You've had a valiant effort
today. No, that's it. That's a
valiant effort today.
You want to do your thing.
So it wasn't just the skateboard that went
abroad. What else did he sell?
So the skateboard that he landed his 900 on, Tony Hawk, went for $1.5 million. The sneaker he wore during that trick sold for $64,000. The knee pads he wore went for $57,000.
Oh, I hear your mom bought those.
And the helmet.
She wanted some new lucky ones. Yum, 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 yum.
And the helmet he wore sold for $115,000. So all in all. Wow.
Is he hurting for money? He can't be. He's got to be zillionaire.
I do wonder why all of a sudden he's choosing to sell these things.
Yeah.
And maybe his kids don't want them.
And that's the best part of it.
What?
You ask why he sold it.
Is he donated it? Is it something special?
Every dime he raised is going to his nonprofit that builds skate parks across America for kids.
Oh.
So,
okay.
That's cool. Can we Google what his net worth is? Because you're right. Between Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, all those videos.
Yeah, he owns all that video stuff. Yeah.
You got it. He also owned multiple businesses that sold clothing, skateboards. Yeah. He had endorsement deals with absolutely everybody.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think back in the 90s. Guy, what do we got?
He's doing okay. His net worth is $140 million.
God damn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he sold all of these things, and it's going to go to building more skate parks for kids.
Fantastic.
Look, I mean, like, when it comes to icons, and I think you can argue, Kimmy, for our generation, Tony Hawk was an icon.
Yeah.
When it comes to icons of our childhood, we have been disappointed by almost all of them as we got older. Like, that is what is so nice about Tony Hawk, is he's just a nice guy.
He didn't go bad.
No, and he's been...
He kind of just stayed... He's steady. I mean, as far as we know, he's just remained like a steady guy. He's always been the same. He's always looked the same. He's always dressed the same. Yeah.
Right?
I have no complaints. No notes.
And he was also a child star. He was famous for skateboarding at like 8, 9 years old and all the way through. Not to mention, as if his stock couldn't get any higher.
What happened?
His daughter or his son is married to Kurt Cobain's daughter.
Yes. Yeah.
For
what?
The ultimate 90s child marriage.
Kurt Cobain's daughter.
Yeah.
Frances Bean
Courtney
Cobain.
Courtney Love. Daughter.
Yeah.
We had this discussion.
Yeah, we talked about it for like half an hour.
Is
married
to
Tony Hawk's son. It's the ultimate 90s.
That is insane. Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
So, like, yeah, I see this and it makes me feel warm inside. Gage writes us on Instagram. Unless there's something we don't know that we're like.
I know, that's what I mean. Like, who knows, really? But far as we are concerned.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Gage writes, pretty sure Tony Hawk helped design the downtown skate park, too.
Oh, that's a rumor.
You didn't hear
it? What do you think? He goes around designing skate parks?
I don't
know how
often these things go up. Yeah. So
like he's designing golf courses?
Maybe. I mean, but there are guys who do that. And if his...
Yeah, the guys that pour concrete.
How do we know that his charity didn't kick in money for this? Here, because it wasn't all...
Oh, I thought he did it for, like, underprivileged kids.
This would be underprivileged kids.
Right, it's a regular skate park.
In the city. What are you talking about? It's a place for kids to go skate.
How underprivileged are you? You got a skateboard.
Okay, here we go. This is the one not good thing.
Uh-oh.
According to...
What did we miss?
It goes hawk dirt.
I mean, it's not...
Hawk dirt?
It's not, like, devastating.
He left his wife.
Well, kind of, yeah. According to Black Oak Design, he cheated on his wife with his best friend's wife, then married her, his best friend slash business partner's wife.
Oh. Dirty right. Hulk.
But, okay, on a list of things we've seen...
Yes.
Hey, he's a guy.
Heroes,
he's a
okay,
guy,
still pretty
man.
Good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.